AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
On your screen
with CarZone.ie. Selling your car privately is simple and secure.
Kyle Minogue is stepping into Maria's shoes today to do As Seen on Your Screen. Kyle, what have you seen on your screen? It better not all be clubber hurling.
It was a lot of clubber hurling, to be honest with you.
You made your clubber hurling debut.
I did, as a player.
We don't want to talk about the match itself, but like people could have watched you on clubber.
I was terrible on Saturday. I don't want people to go look that up.
Okay,
it's the worst game ever to be bad at.
Other screens, what have you seen?
Well, a lot of it's about I'm a Celeb, isn't it?
Because that's happening soon.
Yeah, it's the 16th of November, ITV, Virgin Media. But they're all landing into Australia at the moment. So it's not actually revealed, the lineup.
Oh, I see.
But I mean, there's all these UK celebrities coming into Australia.
And flying out of the UK as well.
So some of these I don't know.
That's why we have Shannon
soaps,
here.
Yeah.
Right.
Soap star Shauna McCarty.
EastEnders.
Yeah.
Brilliant role in EastEnders, yeah.
I don't know Kelly Brook. I feel like I should.
Kelly Brook was one of those kind of... were they 90s or noughties? Those kind of, you know, lads mags.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Like, she would have been on the cover of them a lot.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
that
okay.
kind of era.
You see, that's why I'll be buying those magazines.
Oh, God, no, Carl. It wouldn't be for you now at all. Like.
Martin Kemp, which I do know, but I kind of know Martin Kemp as Roman Kemp's dad.
Yeah, whereas we, of my age, know Roman Kemp as Martin Kemp's son. So Martin Kemp was in a band called Spandau Ballet.
Gold.
Unbelievable. Gold, that band, yeah. Then he would have been in Roy the Rovers comics, Melchester Rovers, which was the team Roy played for, signed Martin Kemp and his brother.
Okay.
The two Kemp brothers played in Melchester Rovers in the comic. And then was one of them in a soap opera?
I think Martin might have been in a soap, yeah.
Possibly in EastEnders.
I know the brother definitely was.
Yeah, okay.
Eddie Caddy is a comedian.
Don't know him.
No, Alex Scott, the TV presenter.
Oh, the TV presenter, ex-footballer, yeah.
She'd be brilliant. Yeah. Ruby Wax.
Yeah, Ruby's amazing.
Jack Osborne, which is interesting.
That is very interesting.
Especially just after the passing of his dad. Ozzy. Yeah.
Apparently he has the backing of his family. Lisa Riley, I don't know, but I'm another soap star, I think. Emmerdale.
Oh, yes, Emmerdale. I remember her from Emmerdale. Yeah, she's very funny.
H.
H the rapper.
That's an interesting one,
Manchester
isn't it?
Rapper.
He'd be cool.
Yeah.
Vogue Williams, which is our big interest.
My favourite.
Friend of the show.
Brilliant.
And another one that a lot of people, I suppose, might not know, the older audience, I would say, might not know Angry Ginge.
I know Angry Ginge just because he's a massive United fan and my kids watch his videos.
Real name Morgan Birtwistle.
Did not know that.
And obviously he kind of got more general famous when he did Soccer Aid and got Man of the Match.
That's right.
You know, he's kind of...
Great footballer, yeah.
But he was actually spotted in the airport on the way leaving Manchester Airport to go over to Australia, and the Paps were there. I'm guessing they got a hint that he might be there.
All right.
So this is one of the Paps asking him where he's going on his holidays.
Are you looking forward to the jungle?
No, where are you going?
Anywhere nice?
No, I'll just put a random flight.
So not Australia then?
All right, just booked a random fly, he says.
Yeah, just booked a random fly. And I think Shannon's just have to get in, some word from our celebrity spotters that Eddie Caddy.
Oh, yeah, he was spotted in Heathrow Airport an hour ago in a green tracksuit. Big smiles on him for the paparazzi.
Celebs go dating favourite Tom Reed Wilson as well, who you won't know, but I actually recognise his face. But do you remember last year? Danny from McFly won it. He was the king.
Yes, that's right.
And the runner-up was Colleen Rooney.
Yeah.
Well, during that time, Wayne Rooney, Colleen's husband, famous soccer player, of course, everyone knows Wayne, he got onto Tom Fletcher and said, will we write a song for Colleen? So he rewrote the lyrics to It's All About You.
No way.
But he was going to go to Tom's house to record it and all that, but then Birmingham got bet 5-0 the night before. He's like, I don't think this would be a good idea.
Yeah. Smart
move. Was manager of Birmingham at the time. So McFly were doing a gig over the weekend. They were all in the green room hanging out because obviously now Colleen and Danny are besties
best friends.
So just enjoy this minute of Wayne Rooney singing It's All About You to his wife Colleen. This is amazing.
Every night I'm loving watching the things you do.
What was that?
Always in bed, I miss kissing you. You wanted to go and try doing something new. Though I can't be by your side, I'm right here with you. Every breath that you're not with me, I feel half complete.
This is confidence.
I love you, I need you, and when we're together, there's nothing we can't be. So I just want to tell you that I'm so proud of you. Keep doing what you do. It's all about you.
I think that's really good.
That's funny as
okay,
well.
Okay, let me ask you this question though, right? If that was your partner singing that all, you know, all about you and changing the lyrics and all that in front of all those people, are you delighted, touched, emotionally invested, or are you massively cringing? Like,
I think you'd love it.
I'd love
if you're that
yeah.
kind of character like Wayne, where he doesn't just take himself too seriously. But he was saying, I was listening to his podcast, and he said that they were going to do it on stage, but they didn't. And they were, the people on the podcast with Wayne were like, what? Would you have gotten up on stage? And he's like, yeah, why not? I'm loving the song.
Waz is a great singer. Like, I mean, in fairness to him, he always sang. Like, and
he's great enthusiasm.
Okay,
to
great
sing. He's not a great singer.
No, okay, fair enough.
He's a terrible singer.
He loves Stereophonics, for example. And okay. He would have gotten up on stage with them lows and sung their songs and stuff. You know what I mean? He's that kind of a lad. But I don't know, just having written songs for my then girlfriend, now wife, and presented them to her and watching her die.
I know what you mean.
You have to pull it off.
Yeah, well, these are perfectly produced pop songs. She's looking at me going, please stop, Dave. Please stop. So I kind of get it. But listen, fair play. Brian in Dublin says, Martin Kemp's best acting role, apart from being one of the Cray twins, was as Mickey in Strippers versus Werewolves. Don't knock it till you watch it, says Brian. Well, there's Shannon's next movie that she can
An incredible
watch.
Name.
Strippers versus Werewolves.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.